Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dear friends. Here's Deacon Randall. Thank you for choosing our show. You are powerful. Doctor of Divinity and an Energy Leadership Master Practitioner. Each of us has a divine heritage that far too few of us realize. Deacon coaches spirituality and interviews people who are masters of connection. We all share a wonderful future, but few of us realize we are powerful. This program's goal introduces you to your own power with resources to help you in your search. We have an energy spectrum from which we can choose. Speaking of choice, you get to choose what you do with your time. We know that, and we are so happy you choose to listen to our show. Take us with you wherever you go, and always remember, you are powerful. Please welcome Deacon Randall and his guest for this podcast program. Here is Deacon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are indeed delighted with the opportunity to spend some time with our audience and to thank you so very much for spending your time with us. We know your time is important to you, and we're so pleased that you want to take the opportunity to spend that time with us. And today we have the opportunity to spend time once again with Mia Johnson, whom we had an opportunity to speak with on December 5th, 2014. And this is similar to a part two. I'm very excited about some of the work that Mia has been doing. Mia is a Master of Arts in Counseling. She is a cognitive behavioral therapist, and she's licensed through the Texas Board of Licensed Professional Counselors. Mia is a master energy practitioner, and she's a registered and certified hypnotherapist, a relationship specialist through the American Psychotherapy Association, and she's trained as a Texas certified mediator and advanced family mediator. And Mia and I were just talking about a new title about regarding metaphysics. And Mia, I want to say welcome to you tonight on the show. I'm so interested in interviewing you this evening and you and I speaking together.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
I can tell just our conversation about experiences in San Antonio and then a surprising entree into Morristown, New Jersey. So it as I said, it is delightful. We were just talking, this is for the audience, we were just talking together about her penchant for serving and being a part of people's lives. And how she provides that service and that help and that realization of self that people are so strongly looking for. So tell us a little bit more about your life and the changes that you're making in your life, and describe Mia Johnson for us.
Oh my God, how long do you have? No. I can't describe Mia Johnson for you because that would take too long. So I'll just explain basically where we are, you know, with the radio show and with the website, because procrastination has always been one of my greatest faults. And so I have a bunch of things going on. I have some natural gemstones that I'm going to be adding. And, you know, what they're used for. And I'm going to be adding some, sorry, I have allergies. I'm going to take
That's
a drink
okay,
of water.
We're in Texas, Mia. We know about those allergies.
I have, I'm going to be adding essential oils as well because I use them in my practice. And I'm really looking for a holistic way. I've been a psychotherapist for over 19 years and a coach and a hypnotherapist and all the other things that I am. Go to my accreditation page. I won't go through them all. And I personally went through a period of time where I went through what I feel was a spiritual change, a spiritual journey, where I let go of a lot of things and was able, you know me, Don Miguel Ruiz, I'm a Don Miguel Ruiz junkie, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and so when I did his work, it really changed me. You know, it really changed me and my attitude and everything, and I decided that what I wanted to do with people was, I didn't want to do psychotherapy that much anymore, because psychotherapy is like looking in the rearview mirror. You're looking at where you came from. And mm-hmm. I'm a coach and a neurolinguistic and an empath and, you know, all those other things, and I want to look at where you are now, and I want to look through the windshield at where you're going. You know, I can't change the past. So, you know, let's work together to talk about something that we can do.
Yeah, yeah, and I know that the people who listen to this program are very interested in self-help, self-benefit, and understanding their own selves. Now, take us, if it's okay, take us through your program and how do you, what kind of questions do you ask? How do you get an opportunity to help that person to see the life that they would like to live? How do you do that?
Well, you know, as we know, I have no filter.
So yes, we do.
So I'm me no matter where I go. Okay, so it's like, you know, I usually talk to them when we're on the phone, you know, ahead of time, so they're prepared for me. And when we sit down, I usually just go, so, what did you want to talk about? You know, might as well just ask, you know, and everything, and then
sure.
They tell me, and we go from there. You know, it's the same thing when I do. I was born an empath, and so when I do readings for people, it's the same thing. I tell people all the time. I said, you don't understand. I said, I hate the word psychic, because we're all psychic. You know.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, have a negative connotation to that word. And it's a shame because we're all psychic, you know. But I said I didn't like that word. But when I do readings for someone and I use Marion Brownie's I Am cards, and I just this year bought new cards that I was playing around with. They're somewhere around here, but it's called something about the wizard. I'm looking as I'm speaking, right, because I know where everything is. But the wizard cards, and really they're psychological cards. So when I read them, you know, when I do a reading, it basically turns into a consulting, counseling, whatever you want to call it, session. Because people usually are calling about love, money, or children, or sex.
Yeah.
You know, and again, all of that we can pull on our resources.
That's right, and that's those are the surface issues, and it's hard. It's very hard that first time that you're speaking with that person who has come in and who wants to avail themselves of your abilities. It's very hard for them to go below the surface. So those surface issues, yeah, they come out. How do you get below that surface? How do you get to where their core is and what they're really talking about?
Well, I'm also a neurolinguistic, so, I mean, and I was born an empath, so I feel other people's emotions. So, like, I can feel what they're feeling when they're telling me. And I can read their body language. So as a neurolinguistic, I hear what they're saying, but what I tell people all the time, I hear what they mean as well as what they're saying. because of the words they choose. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually very easy for me to get, even in the first session, you know, deep. Because people are comfortable around me. You know, they know I'm not there to judge them. I tell them, I say, I'm not here to fix you. I didn't break you.
That's right.
I said, if I broke you, I said it would be my job to fix you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I didn't break you. So, you know, you have to kind of tell me what's going on in your life so that I can give you my perspective. I'm not going to tell you what to do, you know, because you need to understand that when you make the choice, you not only make the choice, but you accept the consequences.
Mm-hmm. And each and every person, that's the mantra of this show. You are powerful. And that's exactly what we mean. And I can hear what you're saying. That person, when that person is broken, there's someone who has the responsibility of healing, affecting, empowering. And that's that person. And we're here as, I like to use the term messenger, we're here as people who can provide some assistance to that person of how do you go about putting yourself on a path of moving toward your objectives, your desires, your life. How is that relating with you?
And that's like the first page of my website, at least as it stands right now, basically says, is the path you're on leading to your dreams?
Great question.
Then, you know, I haven't written all of the rest, but, you know, it's basically just, you know what, there is, again, as a neurolinguistic, I really have to tell people there is no such thing as failure. It's only a lesson. And we're here in this lifetime to learn those lessons, because if you don't learn them this time, guess what? You're going to be back. And you're going to have to go through it all over again, you know. And
there
I know some
no,
people don't believe that, but...
But it's so true. There
yeah,
is no failure. There is just, you found a way it didn't work.
Mark, and I say, at any point, you can turn around and go a different way. I said, you have the power. When you get up in the morning, I said, you have the power to decide what kind of day it's going to be, you know.
Mentally,
emotionally, and spiritually.
Absolutely. People make decisions. They make choices. And sometimes they don't realize that I made that choice. I made the choice. Now I can choose something else. I can choose an alternate choice.
Well,
as
Don Miguel says, we're programmed to believe these things.
Yeah.
You know, we're programmed to believe that we're powerless, that we have to do what the tribe does, you know. And
That's right.
I say tribe, I mean the people, the environment that, you know, we associate with. That's our tribe.
Mm-hmm.
We have many tribes. We have family tribes. We have professional tribes. You know, we have friend tribes. But we make the choice, but we are also accountable. I used to do a lot of kids and I used to tell them I would tell the parents by the time they're five, they should have learned empathy and accountability.
Mm-hmm. That's the key, accountability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like, and I say, you know, these kids are, you know, whatever age they are, I said, and they're still blaming the system or blaming someone for the situation that they're in. And you know what? At the end of the day, they're still going to be in the situation that they're in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So where's the forward movement in that?
Yeah. And I think you bring up an excellent point when you talk about accountability. And to what do you hold yourself accountable? And many, many, many people, Mia, don't know the answer to that question.
I know. I do know that. You know, it's not that they don't know. It's that, because deep inside they do know.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know what? The most difficult people, I think you probably find this too, sometimes the most difficult people to work with are the people who are super intelligent, because
that's right.
They know how to justify anything that they think or say, and uh-huh. You have to look at them and go, seriously?
I use the term that they know how to hide more quickly than others may know how to hide. And they can jump behind a concept and stay there for hours.
Yes. Well, and they can make other people believe, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know. Well, go ahead. What area?
Yeah, I was going to take us in a different direction. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah,
take me where you will.
You're such a great guest. Thanks, Mia. Yeah, I noticed the area of energy practitioner, and that you are a master energy practitioner. Tell me and the audience a little bit more about that energy work that you do.
You know, we are energy. And I mean, these bodies that we're in are vessels that contain our essential energy, which is our soul. And mm-hmm. Energy can't be destroyed. Energy can only be transformed. So
right.
if your energy is, you know, vertical, you know, it starts with your chakras and it runs up, you know, and there's different midpoints that go across. But if your chakras are not aligned and everything, and you know, you in one area, like let's say communication, your throat chakra, you know, you're having a problem communicating, and that I get a lot of people come because basically married couples, because basically they are not listening to each other to hear what the other person is saying. They are listening to each other to think of what they're going to say back.
Right. Right. Very interesting.
And so I do that with married couples. I tell one of them they can talk first, but the other one has to be quiet and not say anything, you know, till the end they'll get their turn and everything. And I usually the men pick the wives to go first, and the wife will go, and the man will be moving in his seat, and he's like going to say something, and I'll put my hand to my mouth, and I'll go, you know. And then when the woman starts winding down, I'll say, well, are you done? She might add one or two things, and then she'll go, I'm done. And then I'll turn to the other partner, man or woman, whoever it might be, and I'll go, what did she just say? Because the whole time she was talking, he was thinking of what he was going to say.
Right. That's where they're hiding behind the concept, right?
Right, and so when he tries to decipher what he thinks she said, she'll be the one moving around and looking at him and about to say, I didn't say that, and I go, shh. Because when he's done, I go, are you done? And, you know, he'll go, maybe add one or two things. I go, are you done? And he goes, yeah, I'm done, and everything. And the woman will go, I didn't say that. I said, but that's what he heard.
That is key. Oh, my goodness.
If the person you're speaking to does not understand you, you might as well be speaking Swahili.
Well, that's a good
point.
Value
of any communication is, you know, and so you have to, you know, you really have to be able to take your talk and bring it to the level of the age group, the social, the sex group, whatever, you know, whatever it is, be able to talk to them on their level. And, you know, I always know with kids if I'm not, because if they have a look on their face like, and I go, you don't understand what accountability is, do you, huh? Mm-hmm. And they'll go, uh-uh. And I'll go, okay, that means that when you do something, you take responsibility for doing it. You don't sit there and go, you don't lie, try to lie your way through it. I have these great two little girls. I only have a small practice offline because it takes a lot of time. They're all fetal alcohol children. And but I have two little girls, and everything you say to them, they go, yes, ma'am. You know, and you know, are you wet? No, ma'am. You smell like you're wet. No, ma'am. You know, come here. Let me feel your pants. You know, and everything, and it's always yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And
oh,
both the adopted mother and myself just hate that phrase. You know, we go, I don't care what you say to me, just don't say yes or no, ma'am. Because I know you're really saying, well, I tell them, I say, you're really saying F you. That's what they're saying in their own childlike way.
Sure.
They're going, you know, when will this discussion be over?
That's exactly
like,
right.
Are you
because,
done yet?
Yeah, and so often, whether it's in a group or just one person to another person, communication occurs when both clearly understand what's being said and what's being heard. And so often, that's not what happens.
Right. And also, I mean, I worked in residential treatment for a while, and, you know, the life skill workers or the treatment supervisors, I'd come in after, you know, being off or whatever, and, you know, they'd be like, wah, 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 about one of the kids on my caseload. And, you know, I'll look at them and I'll go, so they did such and such. And they go, yeah. And I go, okay, well, did you ever talk with them about not doing it? And they said, yeah. And I said, uh-huh, was it their agenda? I said, because if you didn't make it their agenda, I said, they just said yes to shut you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that works in every part of your life. If you, you know, because so I always made sure, like at least three times before I left, I go, what are you working on this week? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to make sure that they knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
And
that
we
they were listening.
We have to do.
We
yeah,
do.
That they're not only listening, but also that they clearly understand the path that they're on. And
right.
Good for you. Good for you. And energy, you're absolutely right. We are all energy. That we live in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes. And we have an energy within us that we can use, and it is powerful. That, then, is the example of why you are powerful, because you can use that energy to your greatest advantage. And it's marvelous when you begin to understand and you begin to use your own personal energy and then realize that you can access the energy of energy of the universe. That,
well, and
that.
Life becomes so much easier.
Oh, it does.
You know, when you accept the fact that, you know what, not everything is about you.
That's right.
I tell people that all the time. I go, you know what, not everything is about you. Sometimes you're just the spectator.
Right.
I said, but when you throw yourself into the conversation by, like, you know, someone's yelling at your brother, and then you go into the conversation going, you always blame me for everything and everything. I said, it wasn't about you. It was about your brother. I said, now it's about you.
Yeah,
I said, so, sometimes you have to recognize when you're a spectator and when you're a participant.
That's right. I use the term observer and participant. When are you a participant and when can you be an observer? And as an observer, you don't have a role to play. You simply observe. But as a participant, you have to play a role.
Exactly.
So how about if we take another tack and talk a little bit about your entree, or maybe it's not an entree, maybe it's a continuation of metaphysics. You and I were talking about that earlier before the show.
One thing led to the other. I was a psychotherapist, and then I decided I wanted to be a mediator, and so I became a mediator. And then I decided I wanted to be a coach, and so I started to become a coach, and after my first year, I discovered neurolinguistics, so I took 2 years off of coaching college to take my master's in neurolinguistics. And then I went back and finished my master's in coaching. And I've always, since I was young, been interested. I mean, I've been a Reiki master for, 20 years. I hate to date myself, but, but I have, And chakras is a part of that. So that's all, those are all things that I myself am interested in. And so, being able to show people, you really are in control of your life, even though you don't feel like you are. You really are, and that really is my message, is that, be yourself. Everybody else is taken. I had a question on LinkedIn today. And it said, who would you be if you really loved yourself? And I went, I said, I didn't want to overthink this, but I'd be me. I said, because I'm my favorite person. I said, I spend more time with me than I spend with anybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And other people were like answering it with like these real long, MBG, question. And I'm going, wow. I said, they asked you, who would you be if you really loved yourself? What is that all about?
Oh, my goodness. It's just kind of a deep question with an easy answer, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of like, like I said, I don't have any filters. So if you say, who would you be? Oh, I'd be me. What are you talking about? I love myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, Mia, just to make certain, please give your contact information and how people can get in touch with you
http://www.outofthetangledweb.com. And if you need a reminder, just remember, oh, what a tangled web we weave, one first we practice to deceive.
Yes. That's super. And
my radio, the link to my radio show is on there also.
Yes. Yeah. Your radio show is on your website. And I see that they have a form they can fill out, and that will just come right directly to you, and you'll be able to get back in touch with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. because it, I want it to be, rewarding.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's always such
Isn't
a pleasure to have you on the program, Mia. Thanks very much.
I have so much fun. So I was glad.
I know you do. I can tell. and I have fun
that's
as well.
I
think both you and I laugh a lot, and that's a good thing. And hopefully the audience had an opportunity to chuckle several times as well. The audience. I'm sorry, Mia?
I said I hope so.
Oh, I know so. And to the audience, you have an opportunity to go to the website outofthetangledweb.com and just go on the website, do enter the form, and have some time with Mia Johnson, who is a delightful person to spend time with, as you have seen during this program. Thank you, Mia Johnson, for being my guest.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I thank you, the audience, for listening and sharing your time with us. Goodbye.